online, it actually becomes a challenge to access when you don't have power or when you don't have internet. Otherwise, so far so good, the registration has taken place. You're using the limited power they might be having, because really it's in Hurumbe and deep into the rural health centers like Chundu, Kasangarare, where things are not as we expect them to be always.
Okay, so Auntie, do you mind sharing with us some of the successes you've realized with the pilot?
So once a mom is entered into this dashboard, what it means is it becomes so easy for this young mental mother to check the milestones that are due. This baby is now due for a 6-week testing. Instead of them scratching their hand, the dashboard will simply inform them that this test is now required. So it's so easy for them to check and refer mothers to say, quickly remember to come to the health facility, to go to the health facility so that you have your baby tested for EID. The 9-month test, usually most moms forget that one, because most of the time the baby is tested negative at 6 weeks, so there's a relaxation that takes place. Worse, the final outcome we get after this baby has been weaned off breast milk. So this is a way of constantly reminding the mental mothers to reach out to their clients and make sure all the services that they are supposed to get, they actually get them, including viral load testing and even adherence support. You can actually post it in the DHIS.
Thank you very much. That's Aunt Eve, and she's with us for today's Jandiri as we talk about electronic mother baby pair register, a pilot that is currently being conducted by AfriCaid for its young mental mothers. Now, the message is still the same. We are still on lockdown, but we do encourage caregivers of children, adolescents, and young people to keep their appointment dates. Stressing on all the guardians, all the parents, just to make sure you meet my appointment. I know roadblock, but it's so important that you keep your appointments, and it's important that you adhere to your ARVs, to expectant mothers living with HIV or at risk of getting HIV. It's important that you adhere to your ARVs, your HIV preventative medicines, so as to protect your child. So please go to the health facility for safe delivery and support on early infant HIV diagnosis and afterwards. And it's also normal to feel anxious about attending the clinic appointment, but you should ensure that you take necessary precautions at the clinic to reduce contact with others, and also make sure that when you do leave your home, you're wearing your mask and you're wearing it properly. And also hand washing can reduce the risk of COVID-19. Now, Auntie Eve, besides the electronic tracking tools used to support the young moms within the program, what other interventions do you use to ensure that they are retained in care?
Okay, so remember, like you were just saying now, we are in the COVID with the national lockdown that we are having. So what the young mental mothers are doing is visually, they are still using the same tablet to also contact their clients, in terms of ensuring that no client becomes a defaulter, no client misses their antiretroviral supply, no client misses a milestone or a test that is supposed to be done to the baby, and no mom also fails to access any services that she might be required. The range from via screening to their family planning, contraceptives, to any service that they may actually require. So their role is virtually contacting this client, emphasizing that even though we are in lockdown, the health facilities are open and functional. Yes, they also go on to talk about the COVID-19 regulations. Please ensure that they are putting on their mask. They don't go in groups. They also practice social distancing and make sure that they are safe together with their families. So yes, we are in lockdown, but work is continuing, because we realized in the previous first lockdown we lost the gains we had made, because people thought the health facilities were also closed.
Okay. case, please do join us on our e-report platform by sending the word Zandi or ZFM to 33500 and join the conversation. So, and if from the interactions you currently have with young moms, what are the issues that are affecting them?
You know, what happens is, as long as we start talking of confinement, this lockdown has brought about quite a number of challenges for the moms. So the major one we are having are cases of gender-based violence, the enclosed environment, limited movement. To what extent there's been limited, that has been questions that has been coming. How can I access this service? But at the same time, I think the current weather, the rains have also directed the moms now more into their fields, when, because we know Zimbabwe, we are a substantive farming community. They are also doing their projects in terms of farming. But the major challenge we are actually having, the gender-based violence and this fear of traveling, for fear of the law enforcement officers who are on the ground. Because sometimes, in as much as you want to explain, you are forced to actually disclose your status at the wrong platform, because you need to convince them why they should let you pass the roadblock they will be conducting to access the service, maybe the nearest health facility. Also, because there's limited transportation, those that need to move greater areas, they're actually finding it harder, because the usual transport that they usually use is actually not on the road, especially in the rural areas.
And By the way, we are also live on Facebook. That is live streaming on Facebook. That is the ZFM Stereo Facebook page, as well as the Zandiri Facebook page. So do feel free to communicate. Usani usango netseka urukumbai koko uchisha uchinyara kubunza chingo. Now, do you have any last comments you want to share with the listeners about prevention of mother-to-child transmission?
Yes, Zimbabwe as a country, we are aiming for elimination of mother-to-child transmission. We can only reach that goal, Kanata Batrana. Each one of us has got a role to play. If we have got babies within our households, let's ensure that they access their EIPs testing up to the time when they stop breastfeeding. When we talk of exclusive breastfeeding, remember Zimbabwe is a breastfeeding nation.
True.
The first 6 months of life, let's breastfeed. The EMTCT, we can only reach it by a multi-sectoral approach where each one of us is doing their part. The mother, the caregivers, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, the government of Zimbabwe, everyone has got a role to play in ensuring access to service of these young women and their babies.
There's a question here for you, Auntie Eve. Anzi, what about a situation whereby a person only discovers when they're 3 or 4 months pregnant that they are pregnant? Is it too late for them to be able to protect and to prevent mother-to-child transmission?
No, it's not even too late. So as soon as somebody realizes that they are pregnant, the first port of call is they need to report at the health facility, where all the necessary tests will be done, the medication, their adherence, and their viral load are checked. If they realize the viral load is elevated or is higher than expected, they do a repeat.
Auntie Eve? Auntie Eve?
Hello.
No, okay, I can hear you now. You were saying?
I was saying, yes, it's never too late. They need to simply rush to the health facility and register their pregnancy. Viral load checks will then be done, and the healthcare workers will act according to the results of the viral load to ensure that there is no transmission from mom to the baby. The sooner they go to the facility, the better.
There's another question here for you. By the way, if you do have any questions, you can send them through. You can use the ZFM Stereo platform 0731-168-045 or Shark. You can use
the same version to 33500.
Okay. And the next question here reads, what if you haven't been to the health facility before and you don't even have a card? Will you have difficulties in trying to get to the health center, you know, caused by roadblocks?
I think when the situation is like that, we have got village healthcare workers in the community. The young mental mothers are also in the community. These are people that can